Is this on? Yeah. All right. Not too long ago, in a place not so far away from here, in the town of Jericho, Jesus was coming to visit the people. And when Zacchaeus heard about this, he was excited. He was excited that Jesus was coming, and he thought, he's like, I want to see Jesus today. I want to see the face of Jesus. So he ran down to the streets of Jericho. But there's one little problem. One little problem. He was too short. He was too short to see over the crowd in front of him. So he sat there and he thought, he's like, I need to see Jesus today. I want to see him. I want to see his face. So he remembered there's a sycamore tree down the way. And so he ran and he climbed this tree and he waited because he knew Jesus was going to walk by that tree. And while he was sitting up there, Jesus came by and he said, Zacchaeus, come down, for I must be a guest in your house today. Oh man, was Zacchaeus happy? He climbed down from that tree, and he stood with Jesus, and the people of Jericho were angry. They were displeased about the choice Jesus has just made. Jesus was going to go to this house of a sinner. He was going to go to Zacchaeus' house. Meanwhile, while Zacchaeus and Jesus are at his house, he talks to Jesus, and he's so excited, he's so joyful to be in the presence of Jesus Christ. And he said, I will give half my wealth to the poor. And Lord, if I have cheated on anyone's taxes, I will give them back four times as much. And Jesus says, salvation has come to this home today, for he has shown that he is a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek those who are lost. And in this case, Zacchaeus was the lost man. He was a greedy, rich tax collector of Jericho. And he would always go up to people and he's like, today is Wednesday. Give me your taxes for it's time to pay up. And it just reminds me about this thing I saw not too long ago at Camp Myvidin. And we're doing this discipline of silence time with a bunch of our friends, but we're supposed to split up and do it by ourselves. And it was raining and everyone's saying, I want to stay inside. I want to be warm. Because it's cold outside. And so I went down to the pool, because it's warm in the pool area, right? And I just sat there, and I looked out at Hayden Lake. I just looked at it, and it was raining, it was winding, the ice was crashing up against the dock. And I saw this boy. This boy was sitting at the end of the dock. Sitting there just like this. Just like this. In this cold weather, in this rain and wind, and these waves are crashing against the dock, and he's just sitting here. Just sitting here, and I thought, I was like, dude, what is he doing outside? It's cold out there, and he could be inside where I am, where he's warm, where he could be warm, where he's free from rain and the cold. And as I look off into the distance, and I see these ducks, there's about seven of them, and they're just floating there. They're not moving, they're just floating, right, in every wave, like it's no big deal. And I look back at the boy, and he's sitting there just like these ducks. Sitting on the dock, docks went up and down, he's just riding every wave. And I was like, huh, he's enjoying what God has given him. He's enjoying what has been put before him. And I thought I was really cool. And later that night, I was reading my Bible, and it was talking about when Jesus was being put on a cross. And he was put on this cross next to two criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. They were there because they're sinners. They were thieves. They were criminals. And everyone was mocking him. All the soldiers of Jericho, or where he was at, was mocking him. And the soldiers were gambling for his clothes. People were rolling dice to try to win the clothes that Jesus was wearing. And people were talking. They said, He saved others. Let him save himself if he is really God's Messiah. Let him, and the chosen one. people are saying this over and over, and people are trying to offer him sour wine to drink while he's up on this cross. And I can't imagine what Jesus is like right now while he's dying on this cross. He's probably crying and And everyone's mocking him, and the people next to him, the two criminals, say, "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it." And then later, the other one says, "Don't you fear God, for you have been sentenced to death?" And right after he says that, he says something different. He says, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He must have saw something in Jesus' face that made him realize what Jesus was here to do, what he was here, what his purpose was. And Jesus replies by saying, "I assure you that today you will be with me in paradise." And that word just, it caught me. I was like, paradise, that's so cool. But we have to wait to go to paradise, right? And often we always think of paradise as like somewhere we can get away and just relax and be with people you love, and you can be warm and enjoying every second of it, like going to Hawaii with your friends after graduation or going to the Bahamas just to have a good time. But if you're not with someone who you love, like if your girlfriend's not there on Hawaii and you're all there, you're there by yourself, are you really going to enjoy it as much as having people there with you? If no one's there, you're going to be like the man on the movie Castaway. This plane crashes and he survives and he's washed up on shore and he's on this beautiful island, but he's all by himself. He's getting hurt. He's having the roughest time. He can't start a fire. It takes him forever to start a fire. And all he has is this volleyball named Wilson that he puts his blood on this ball and he draws a little face. He's trying to make this volleyball comfort him because he's all alone. Paradise to me is spending time with Jesus and enjoying it. It's like, I thought of this morning. I thought it was way cool. I was like, yes, this is awesome. And what it is heaven is to cake as paradise is to frosting. And this is cool because think about it. You're 10 to 12 years old. You go to your best friend's birthday party. You bring the gift inside and you see this cake. You're like, "Oh, cake. I can't wait to eat it." But you can't. You have to wait because he has to blow out the candles and take the first bite, right? You have to wait. And so you're outside playing football or basketball with your friends. And then you just come with the excuse because you can't handle it. You got to go taste this cake, right? So you go, "Hey guys, I really have to go use the bathroom. I'm dying here." And you go inside and you don't go to the bathroom. You go to the kitchen and you wait till no one's looking and you run up and you stick your finger in the frosting and you lick it. And you're like, "Oh, that was delicious." It's like that. We don't have to wait to be with Jesus because Jesus is the frosting. He's paradise. And heaven is a cake. We have to wait to taste the cake, but we don't have to wait to taste the love of God. And that's super cool. That's why I was so excited to come up with that this morning. And it made me so happy, but I guarantee that day that Jesus came to Jericho, Zacchaeus was in paradise. He changed his way of life. He went from saying, "Oh, I need your money, give it to me now," to, "Here, have some money, have it back, for I've cheated on your taxes." And that boy on the dock, he was in paradise as well. He was enjoying what God has put before him. He was warm with Jesus, even though it was freezing outside and it was raining. He was warm and fulfilled with the love of Jesus. And we can be in paradise too, you guys. Jesus said, "I assure you that today, not tomorrow, but today, you will be with me in paradise." And right now, I just want you guys to close your eyes with me as I pray and just imagine what paradise can be like, how your life can be if you're spending every day with God. You can be filled with His love. So just close your eyes and imagine that. Dear Jesus, Lord, I thank you so much for this opportunity to get up and spread your love to these people. And I ask that you just be with us and help us to be in paradise and not be that castaway on that beautiful island that we can't enjoy. And Lord, it's just amazing to know that You died on that cross for us so that we could be with you. And Lord, I love you so much. In your name I pray, amen. Yeah, baby.